Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on?
We can't turn. I think that satellite or whatever it was took out the steering. It's definitely damaged one of the engines. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Was this your fault, Jasmine?
Kind of, yes.
We can talk about it when we get back to Earth, Vaughn. We are still on Earth.
As far as this competition goes, no, we're not. We're spinning in space.
Okay, we need to take the shuttle back down.
Right, put in a new course.
The flight computer's telling me it's literally impossible to turn the shuttle like that.
But we're just flying further and further off course.
Turn off the flight computer. Are you sure? We have to do something.
Okay.
Ready? I'm going to turn the shuttle now.
This simulation is over. Please remove your helmets. This simulation...
What happened?
I don't know.
Your shuttle blew up. The flight computer was warning you not to do that for a reason.
Right. So I'm guessing that wasn't good.
It wasn't, Lily. No. I don't know what you were thinking, any of you. That situation should have been easy to deal with. You're all trained for this.
So, who's the winner?
We're announcing that tomorrow.
It's not going to be an easy choice, and not for the right reasons.
I'd like to go home.
Right after we have a debrief, talk about what went wrong.
Sorry. I'm not feeling well, and I'd rather just...
Jazz, wait! Jazz, I need to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to
anyone. Did you mess that up on purpose?
I didn't mean to.
Then it was an accident.
I mean...
Really?
I mean, I didn't plan it that way.
You did mess it up on purpose.
I thought it'd make you look good, getting to save the day.
Well, that's not how it worked out.
No, I'm sorry.
After that, they probably won't take any of this. Why couldn't you have just dropped out?
Just leave me alone.
Lily, Jasmine, are you worried about the safety standards on this project after the news that broke this afternoon?
What?
Stand back, please.
What news?
Haven't you heard?
No, we've been in VR all afternoon. We haven't heard anything.
What happened?
The ferry disaster was caused by Matterform lying about the weight of the shuttle. They were desperate to get the shuttle here to keep the project on schedule.
Wait, I didn't know anything about that. Excuse me.
How did this get out?
Daniel, we just need to blame human error. Say we weren't aware.
We can blame human error all we like, Claudia. People will believe what they want to believe.
We wrote it out before, we can do it
again. But this is different. They know Maddie was on that ferry. The story is we put our own daughter in danger.
We didn't know she was on board, though. Well, she wasn't supposed to...
You think that matters? All people know is that she could have died because we wanted that shuttle here quicker. By the time we'd explained that... You better get that. I think I know who leaked this.
Who? Neil, how are you? Yes, I have seen the news.
Was that your phone?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to see what it is?
I don't want to. I just want to walk and not think about what's happening.
Do you wish we hadn't done it?
No, I'm glad we did it. I just don't want to think about it. Let's enjoy your walk.
Kyle!
Is that your Uncle Jason?
Oh, yeah. Jason! Seen anything today?
No, it's all dead quiet. Birds have all been frightened off by the fuss down at the launch pad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Not your fault, Hen. What are you guys up to?
Just a nature walk.
And you managed to drag Maddie along?
It was her idea.
I've got into the whole walking in the woods thing. The trees and the fresh air and that.
I'm glad it wasn't a total waste of time, you coming to live here.
No, it wasn't.
Right. I'll leave you kids to your walk.
Hi, Dad. I expect you didn't watch the final round. Probably just as well, since I completely messed it up. Oh.
Hello, Lily.
Mr. Wheeler dropped round looking for you.
Why?
You remember our conversation this morning?
Yeah.
And just a couple of hours after that, an anonymous Twitter account claimed the ferry disaster was our fault.
Yeah, some reporters wanted to talk about it to us. Wait, you think I posted that stuff?
It seems quite a coincidence that it's happened on the same day. I'm surprised you didn't threaten me with it when we spoke.
Why would I put out a story like that?
He thinks you did it to help me.
I did ask Daniel if he could sort out the problem with the ferry, but I didn't even know the ferry was overloaded. I was just trying...
You're saying that your dad didn't tell you?
I didn't, Daniel. I didn't know either. I suspected it was, but...
Me and Dad haven't been talking much lately.
So you're admitting it was overloaded?
That's not the point. You had the means of finding out what happened on that ferry, and you had the motive.
But I still want to win the contest.
At the moment, it's not clear if there's even going to be a launch. We've got investors threatening to pull their money out over safety concerns.
No, it wasn't me. I don't want to put a stop to all this.
We can't have someone on this project we don't trust. We're announcing the winner tomorrow. I wouldn't get your hopes up, Lily. I'll see you tomorrow.
Did you really go and see him?
Yeah, I thought they hadn't done enough and it felt like they didn't care and...
Thanks, Lil. I know this space thing is important to you, and by saying that, you put all that at risk.
Yeah, more than I realised.
Morning, kids. You nervous? How do you fancy your chances of winning, then?
Doubt it.
No way.
Not gonna happen.
Wow, brimming with confidence, then. Okay, I think they're ready to start. You've all prepared something to say if you win.
No.
Okay. Millions of people around the world are watching this, but whatever.
Okay, we're ready to start. But can we have some quiet, please?
Good luck, all of you.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Loon School.
It's been an exciting few weeks for us, and first, we have to thank the people of the Isle of Loon who've made us so welcome.
And we'd like to repay that kindness by purchasing and donating a new ferry to replace the one that was damaged while carrying our shuttle here. And as a thank you to all those who were working on the ferry and the harbour that day, who helped save lives, we'd like to invite them to the launch.
But now, the thing we're really here to announce.
It's been so exciting getting to know these inspiring young people.
Well, apart from Vaughan, we knew him already.
And it's been such a tough decision. But after long discussions with our resident astronaut, Eve Mason, we've decided our winner is... Jasmine.
What?
Come on up, Jasmine, don't be shy.
What?
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.